A long overdue upgrade to the city's energy code, reducing our energy bill, and moving toward an all-electric transportation fleet. Just an overview of the progress we're making toward a more sustainable community. This morning, we talked to Josh Dambro, the city's chief resilience officer, about the highlights of the efforts being made to deal with climate change and Hawaii's green goals. It's all in a new report released today.
It's a mixed bag. I mean, there's some up and some down. I mean, we've been doing really good in terms of renewable power on the grid. You know, that's up by 3.1% over the last year. What's bad is that, you know, per capita vehicle miles traveled has also gone up. So we're actually seeing, unfortunately, greenhouse gas emissions are rising ever so slightly over the last couple years. And I think what's happening there is our grid is getting cleaner, but our transportation emissions are going up. And you can see that in the report. You can track this year over year. And that's really, you know, we rely on data to tell us what's the best policy to try to solve the climate crisis.
And we have seen, you know, efforts to move cities to adopt an all-electric fleet, right? We saw that at the mayor's conference where everybody's moving toward a greener footprint.
Absolutely. And that's why we make those policy decisions is when we see the data in black and white, like this annual sustainability report. So we know that transportation is the issue. You saw Mayor Caldwell standing in front of the first electric bus on island just last week. We've been doing the hard work over the last year and a half, really, to build the infrastructure at the bus yards to plug those buses into. You know, you can't just order up a bus, drop it on island, and not have the massive amount of electric chargers that you need to plug those into. And so we had to kind of put first things first, build out some of the charging infrastructure. That bus arrives. 16 more will come in 2021, and that's the beginning of the transition of our entire fleet to 100% renewable by 2035.
And the city has made efforts to reduce our energy usage.
Yeah, and you've seen that. Actually, that's one of the real highlights of the report. We saw that the electric usage at the city has gone down by 3.7% actually from 2018 to 2019. I think that that's directly related to the replacing of 53,000 streetlights on island by the city to LEDs. And so, you know, you can see the actual benefits of doing progressive climate policy in the numbers when you look at the annual report year over year.
There's been lots of effort being made across the state to make sure that we can do more with solar, that we're rooftop ready.
So we're really proud. Honolulu is number one per capita for solar PV installations in the nation. We've been that way for 7 years. And we need to do that same sort of infrastructure at the city level. And so we're doing that. We've got two contracts right now, energy performance contracts, looking at all of our parks and then all of the rest of our city facilities to see how much solar PV can we put on our own city facilities and reduce our electric bill to save taxpayer money. So that's going to be kicking in. They're doing the audits right now. That should be kicking in next year. That makes a huge difference. And then today at 12:30, Mayor Caldwell is going to be signing a whole package of climate change related bills that, and one of them is to expedite solar battery storage and electric vehicle charging projects. And that is where we really see the win-win of climate and economic recovery, putting people to work, making sure that we are generating our own energy on island and not sending money off island for fossil fuel imports.
And so how much more do we need to do in this area with EVs?
Well, a lot. If you look at the actual annual report, unfortunately right now, we are at only 3.5% of all vehicles on island are electric or hybrid. 3.5%. And our city fleet only has two electric vehicles. Now, that's going to change. We're doing a fleet transition analysis right now, and, you know, we'll be able to figure out exactly which cars, light-duty vehicles would be the best ones to change out to save the most money for the city and get that into gear. But, I think there's a perception that, well, you know, there's a lot of electric vehicles out there already, and, you know, they don't need incentives anymore, and that's just not true. We're only at 3.5%. And as anyone knows, if you've driven an electric vehicle, you know how great it is to drive. And so as more people get used to it and see the cost savings, you can save up to 50% driving an electric vehicle. I think we'll see more penetration, but it's not there yet.
We have seen the technology soar. You know, you can go much farther on a charge, and yet we need charging stations.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in the annual sustainability report, we actually show a map of Oahu and show where some of the charging is. And it really is concentrated in the urban downtown area. You've got 263 chargers in the urban downtown area and 413 across the island. But they're not accessible. You know, in a lot of cases, sometimes they're broken, they're at a private parking lot. And so what we're trying to do at the city is make sure that we are expanding the amount of chargers that are publicly available at the city. We've already done a few of those. We've basically turned older chargers that were one stall into double-headed dual ports, so to try to double the amount of charging on city facilities. But then with these energy performance contracts, we're really hoping to install more electric vehicle charging stations that are publicly available, publicly facing across the island, so it makes it easier, especially for renters. It's one thing if you're a homeowner and you can plug in, you know, overnight, every night, but if you don't have that charging capacity at home, you need to be able to charge in a public place, and that's what we need to build out.
You mentioned that the mayor is signing a number of bills into law today. This administration is closing out. We understand you won't be returning, but what do we have in place now as we look forward to 2021 and a new administration?
We have built an incredibly strong foundation to build off of for climate action over the past 4 years. I think Mayor Caldwell has quietly put together probably the strongest environmental record of any mayor. It hasn't just been, you know, sort of the soft work of going out and talking to communities and developing the Oahu Resilience Strategy, putting together a climate action plan. It's also really hard work and a record of action around, you know, the single-use plastics bill and developing the state's most efficient energy codes and changing out the streetlights, the first dedicated bus lane in 30 years. So those are the kind of, you know, on-the-ground changes that really lay the groundwork for what I think is going to be a huge investment in economic recovery and climate change coming from the federal administration. So Honolulu is really well positioned right now because of all the work done over the last 4 years by the Office of Climate Change, Sustainability, and Resiliency and Mayor Caldwell to set up this next administration for a ton of success if they just sort of stick to the SAIL plan and make sure that they're able to plug into those federal funds that will put people back to work building green infrastructure that we need to eliminate carbon emissions if we're going to protect our island. You might have seen yesterday, actually, there was a study from UH that said if we keep pumping this much carbon in the atmosphere, hurricanes are going to double. Landfall hurricanes are going to double here in the islands, and we definitely want to avoid that.
Any final thoughts, just personally, you know, seeing where this office has gone since its inception?
I'm incredibly proud of the work that the Resilience Office has done on behalf of the city and county of Honolulu. You know, this is a new office. It was really established the same year, you know, 2016. So, you know, you had Trump getting elected as president. You had this office stood up by the voters of the city and county of Honolulu. During this last 4 years, there has been zero federal leadership on climate. But during those same 4 years, I think this office has really filled the gap at the local level. It's been called the Rebel Alliance by folks across the nation in terms of all the cities and counties and states coming together to keep us in the Paris Climate Agreement, even though the federal government pulled out. And Honolulu has been a big part of that. Our office has been a big part of that. We hosted climate mayors here, had the biggest turnout, and really were able to sort of, you know, align and collaborate around local city policy to try to reduce emissions and get us pointed in the right direction. And I think we've done that, and to a large part with the resilience strategy. You know, when you look at 79 new miles of bike lanes by the city, the litigation around holding big oil accountable for decades of climate deception, and that's progressing. There's a lot that has come out of the last 3.5 years to really change the trajectory on climate change and sustainability here on Oahu.
So we've got a foundation set, and then we've got to look ahead following the roadmap?
Yes, and that roadmap is the Oahu Resilience Strategy. You know, actually, Mayor-elect Blangiardi was a member of the steering committee that put put the resilience strategy together. You know, it was endorsed unanimously by council. So we really see it as, you know, the blueprint for what does a resilient future look like for the island that many people had, you know, thousands of people across the island had put their mana'o into. You know, we've already made, you know, we've completed two of the 44 actions. We've had significant progress on 16 of them. You know, it's underway. And if, you know, just keep our hand on the tiller, pointing straight ahead and kind of protecting our island against long-term cost of living and climate change impacts, those are the two big threats that we really see to, you know, to the long-term quality of life on the island. And we can do it.
Okay. Well, we thank you for your service. And good luck for 2021. Stay positive and test negative.
Will do. We've definitely been part of the COVID crisis and the response, but we never took our eye off climate, and we're proud about that.
That was Josh Stambro, head of Honolulu's Office of Climate Change, Sustainability, and Resiliency. He says the office will be releasing its climate action plan next week.